Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Ches, 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Zayin and Beis, and in the middle of the sugya of Simonim Deraiso, or Simonim Lav Deraiso, and Amar Rava, Rava states, Imtim Salim is Simonim Lav Deraiso, if you will tell me that Simonim are not Deraiso, and the only reason why we will return a Veda by having a Simon is only a Din Rabbanon, and it's based on Hefka, Bebez, and Hefka, so Heichem Adrina, Vedasa B'Simonim, so why would Rabbanon make this Takana, and we would say that we return a Veda, even if the owner only brings Simonim and doesn't have Edim, and Rashi points out that generally we say Hefka Bezin Hefka would a Chum need to do so, and there is a reason why they would make such a Takana. However, Rashi says, Klema Mata Kana Ro Chacham Bedava, what would a Chacham try to rectify, Likonis Besafik Lahachsimam Lemisha Inishaloi, and get themselves involved in a Safik, as potentially by the Chacham say that we will rely on Simonim, then it could be that someone that's not really the rightful owner will bring Simonim and therefore to prove that it's his item, and really he's stealing this item, and why would a Chum get involved in the suffix? And Rabbi explains the nichle lemitza veda then hada b'simanim ki hechadichi avdalei l'didei nami nahadulei b'simanim, that the person that finds the saveda is very happy to return this item to the person that comes and brings simanim, as in this way if he loses something in the future then he will also not have to go and find edim, and instead he could just bring simanim, and that will be a way that he could get back his saveda as well. And the Gemara is amalei Rav Safra l'Rava v'chi adam oisei teiva la'atzmai b'mamin she'ein ishaloi. Rav Safra asked Rava, do you say that the finder could go and do something and give this aveda back to someone that may not be the rightful owner in order to have a benefit in the future, that potentially when he loses something, then he'll be able to have the benefit that he will also only have to bring simanim in order to get his item back? And l'chir, in this case, it could be that he's actually causing someone else a loss, and how would Rabbanim make such a takano? And as Rashi says, and why would Rabbanim care about the finder in Misha of the Menolei Nichle if Lamaisa, the person that lost the chayfetz, is definitely not going to be happy, as potentially someone that's not the rightful owner will come and give a simon and take this item even though he's not the proper owner. And of course, in that case, the actual owner will incur loss, as he won't be able to get back the item that he lost. And the Gemara tells us that Rav responds to Rav Safra, El l'nichle l'bal aveda l'mev simonim v'l'mishkle, as mei di yoda de edim lesle umei ma'oma kuli alma lo yodi simonim uvokim dida v'ano yehivna simonim uvokim dida v'shakal l'la. Rav responds that in Chinami, the finder definitely is very happy if the Rabbanim make a takana and they say that you don't have to actually bring Edim and you could bring Simonim, as in the future this will be to his benefit as well. But in addition, Rav now is that even the person that lost the item would be happy with takana, as a person that loses an item knows that it's very difficult sometimes to find Edim that know that he actually lost this item and this item belonged to him, and therefore he's very happy that he should be able to bring Simonim and be able to get back his chayfetz without bringing Edim. And even though it's true that a third party may come and lie and bring Simonim and will cause the person that lost this aveda a loss, as he won't be able to get back his aveda, however, the real owner of this chayfetz and the person that lost this item, he is definitely quite confident and quite secure that anyone else doesn't have a simon in this item, and he is the only one that will actually have a proper simon in this item, and therefore he feels confident that he'll get back his item, and therefore he's very happy that the Chama would make a takana, that he doesn't have to bring Edim, and instead they could rely on Simonim, and he will get back his chayfetz. And even though there is a slight risk that someone may come and actually lie and state that I know the Simonim of this item, but that's not so shriach, and therefore the real owner is happy to take this risk. And keep in mind that although the Gemara mentions the lashon of Simon Muvik, certainly we're not talking about an actual Simon Muvik, as we know that even if we hold Simonim as Lav Deraisa, but certainly if someone has a Simon Muvik, that would be a valid Simon even on a Deraisic level. And I in the bottom tastes on the Amid, that'll be better simon than the one that my friend brings, as we will learn on Daf Chav Ches. And the Gemara continues and will ask a question on Rava, that Rava seemed to state that it's always a benefit to the one who lost the aveda that we allow someone to bring simonim and be able to take this aveda. And the Gemara now asks a question on this din of Rava from the Mishnah that we had on Daf Chav. The Mishnah was discussing where someone found three shtaris together, and Rav Shimon Gamliel stated, Echad aleva mishleisha yachsel aleva shleisha shalavim and echad yachsel amalva, that if someone found three stars together and there was one similarity between the three stars, as lemaisa it was one barrel borrower. And for example, one of the notes stated that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. The second note stated that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Levi. And the third note stated that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Yehuda. And by the fact that you found three shtaros together that named the same leva, then certainly the likelihood is that it belonged to the leva, and the leva already paid off the shtaros or never actually borrowed the money. And therefore, we return all three shtaros to the leva and to the borrower. However, if you find three shtaros and all three shtaros, we have the same lender. And for example, the first shtar said that Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon. The second shtar said that Reuven lent $1,000 to Levi. And the third shtar said that Reuven lent $1,000 to Yehuda. So since the lender is the same, and that is the common denominator, therefore we return the shtar to the malva. The Gemara therefore asks on Rava that L'chira over there, we're not relying on Edim, and the only reason why we're returning it to the malva is based on a simon. And as Rashi says, and it's with this simon that Reuven comes to Bezin and he says that there were three shtaris and I lent money to three different lovim. And the Gemara is therefore asking on Rava that how can you say in this case the Chum would make a takana and we would be able to use a simon if Lemaisa, if the Leva was the one who actually lost these shtaris, then certainly he's not happy by the fact that we're going to return the shtaris to the Malva, as now the Malva will be able to collect from the Leva Shalaikadin, as potentially the Leva already paid off these chayvais and the Leva actually lost the shtaris. And as Rashi says, that certainly would be better for the borrower that these shtaris would stay in the hands of the person that find it forever, the Cholzman Shem Biyadai, as at all times that it's in that person's hand, and they don't return it to the lender, so it's as if these shtaris are burnt, and certainly no one could come and collect from the leva using these shtaris, and therefore they have no effect. And as Rashi says, then the leva is not happy that we should return these shtaris to the malva based on simonim, as potentially the malva will know it's simon, and therefore the malva will be able to collect from the leva shalaikadin. And l'chayru, even though by every single aveda, why don't we say the same svara and say that the person that lost the aveda should be concerned that maybe someone that really is not the owner will come and give a simon, and this way they will be able to go and take this aveda, and the actual owner of the aveda will lose out. And why do we say that the owner of the aveda is always happy? And the tarot says that certainly there's a difference between the case of a standard aveda and the case of shtaris. As Benegei Aveda, if Reuven owned this item, then Reuven is happy that the Rabbanon were Masakin, that he at least has a chance to get back his item and get back what he lost by going and bringing a simon, and he doesn't have to bring Edim. However, Benegei Shtaris, Reuven is even happy if he doesn't get the shtaris back, as even if he doesn't get the shtaris, as long as the Malva can't get the shtaris, the Malva can't come and collect from him, and therefore certainly Reuven would be happier if the Rabbanon did not make any takana at all, and simonim would not be allowed to be used, and therefore the only way that someone will be able to get back these shtaris is only by bringing Edim, and that of course would benefit the Leiva. And the Gemara continues, Omalei, that Rav responds, Hasam Svarahu, over there it's based on a Svara, and not only based on a Simon, and some are not Gers, the next three lines, but we will continue and read those lines. Echad HaLeiva Mishleisha, Yachsa Leiva, the Gabi Leiva Shchichi, Gabi Malva Le Shchichi, Shma Mina Min Leiva Nafal, that in the case where you found three shtaris, and all three shtaris had a common denominator, that the leva was the same in all three shtaris, then certainly we're going to return it to the leva. And the svara makes sense that if there are three shtaris that are found together, then it must be that it was by the leva, and it wouldn't make sense that three different shtaris from three different malvis would end up in one package and tied together and found at one time, and therefore it must be that these three shtaris fell from the leva. However, shleishi shlavu me'echad yachs l'malva, in the second case of Rav Shimon Gamliel, where we found three shtaris and the common denominator was that there was same malva that lent to three different people, the Gabi Malva Shchichi, Gabi Leva Le Shchichi, certainly in that case it makes sense that these three shtaris would have been in the Malva's Rishus, and therefore he likely was the one that lost it, and it doesn't make sense that we would find a package of three shtaris that were from three different Levas in one place, and that they were lost in one shot. And therefore, as Rashi states at the Baran Amid, Hasam Misimanim Kehai Lo Ichbislam B'Nichus Leva, over there we don't care if the Leva is happy, the Vade La Minei Nafel, as certainly it didn't fall from him, the Hanach Shtari Achrini My Boyu Gabe, as why would the Leva have these other two shtaris if he wasn't the borrower on those shtaris? And we continue on Daf Chav Chesem and Alv, and the Gemara will ask another question on the Pshat of Rava as to Takon Rabbanon that Shimonim should suffice. Alahod Etnan and Lemaisa, we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Chav and Alv, Matzah Tachu Shel Shtaris Ayagudu Shel Shtaris Harezei Yachzer. If you find a roll of shtaris and that is the simon, or you find a bundle of shtaris which is also a simon, then you will return it to the person that comes with the simon. And as Rashi says, the Mishum Simonim Madrinon, and we will return it based on a simon. Vimnasin Malva Simon Machzir Loi, and if the lender would give a simon, we would return to him. Vinafu Mine the Leva, and Lachari, if this fell from the Rishus of the Leva, mean Nichle, the Heavy Hakta Kantan and Hadrib Simon, then certainly the Leva is not happy that this should be the Takana, and we should return it a simon. Vanichle, then have a Biada Mitz Leilam, and certainly the Leva is happy that Rabbonim would not make a Takana, that a simon would help, and the end result would be that the Leva would not get the Shtar, and the Malva also would not get the Shtar, and certainly that would be beneficial to the Leva, as at this point the Malva would not be able to collect his Chayiv. And as the Gemara states, Hachinami, Dinichle, Leva, Adur, Leva, Malva, do you think in this case the Leva is happy that the Rabbonim were Misakin, that the Malva could come and bring a simon and receive these Shtars, as certainly he won't be happy, as if he really was the one that lost it, certainly the Malva will now be able to collect the second time from him, and if we don't accept Simonim, then neither the borrower or the lender would get this Shtar, and of course the lender would not be able to collect from the borrower, and therefore of course that would be beneficial to the borrower. And Taisus asked from Taima, in Nichle Dechilav La'achad L'had Leilu Dedei, the Lecher, why don't we say a Svara, that certainly the Leiva is happy that Rabbanim made a Takana, that Simonim work, as even though in this case it may come out that he will lose out, but there is a case where he will actually gain, because if he lends money to someone, then he will also have that benefit, and what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and therefore maybe that's why he's Nichle. And Taisus answered, Veishlema, they in Reitz L'Hafsid Atta, Kadei L'Yiris Pesafik Revach Pamacheres, that certainly a person doesn't want to lose out a lot of money now on the potential that at some point he may give someone a loan and then he will lose the document, and then the Rabbanim will also believe him by bringing Simonim and he won't have to bring Edim, and of course that's much more far-fetched, and therefore a person wouldn't want to trade that he has to make a payment now on the tzad that potentially there could be a gain to him in the future. And the Gemara continues that based on this Raya, Elam Rava, therefore Rava says that we have a Raya that Simonim Deraisa, that we accept Simonim based on a Din Deraisa, the Siv and the Makar is from the Pasuk that states, V'hoyim Cha Ad Dresh Achicha Oisai V'ashev Oisaloi. And as we stated before, V'chisal Adaitcha Sheitnenu Koidim Sheidrushanu, do you think that you should give back an Aveda even before the person that lost it will come and be Derish and actually ask for it? As of course, the person that found the Aveda doesn't know who lost the Aveda, and certainly the person that lost the Aveda has to take the first step and come and be Derish and try to find the item that he lost. And therefore, we explain when the Pasuk says, V'hoyim Cha Ad Dresh Achicha Oisai, it means El Dasho Im Ramay Huay In Ramay. We must investigate the person that comes to claim the Aveda and determine if he's a liar or if he's an honest person. Rava continues, Lav Bisimonim Shmamina, or Somagaris Bimai Bisimonim Shmamina. Rava says that we must say that the Pasuk means to tell us that the way that the person that finds this item will be Dairish and check out if the person that's coming and claiming that this item belongs to them is a liar or not is if that person brings Simonim, and if they bring Simonim, then we know that he's not lying and therefore we will give it back to him, and if he doesn't bring Simonim, then we would not know if he's lying or not, and therefore we would not give the item back to him just based on his word. In the Maisa we see that Simonim are deraisa, and keep in mind that in the Gemara Daf Chav Zayin Rebeis, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from this memra that Simonim are deraisa, and the Gemara answered loy be'edim, that we're not talking about a case that we're checking him out based on Simonim. The way that we will determine if he's telling the truth is if he brings edim that this chafetz belongs to him, but if he doesn't bring edim, then we would not trust him, and Simonim are not deraisa. However, the Ritva points out that once the Gemara brought a raya from the Mishnah Daf Chaf Amidav that Simonim are deraisa, therefore Rava says it must be that the pshat in the pasuk of Ahayim Cha Adresh Achicha Yisai is based on Simonim and not based on edim. The Gemara now continues. Amar Rava, Rava now states, Im Tim Slema Simonim deraisa. If we hold that Simonim are deraisa, and Rava will go on and ask a shayla, but the Gemara now stops and asks the following question on Rava: how can you say Im Tim Slema, which is Mashmere, not sure if Simonim deraisa or Simonim lav deraisa? Hapashalei Simonim deraisa. We brought a raya from the Mishnah Daf Chaf that we hold that Simonim are deraisa. Therefore, as Rabbeinu Chanan states, Akshina Leil, we ask on Rava, Akati Amrit Im Tim Slema. How can you say this Biderech Sufik and Im Tim Slema? But V'kfar Pashtina lost Simonim deraisa. We already push it that Simonim are deraisa. And the Gemara responds that Rava still said the Lashon Im Tim Slema Mishum Deikel Lameima Kiddush Ninon. As certainly Rava understood, although Rava explained the pasuk of Ahayim Cha Adresh Achicha Yisai that you brought Simonim, the Maaseh the Gemara Daf Chav Zayin Rabeis told us that that is not a raya, as it could be that they brought Edim, and therefore you don't necessarily have a raya that Simonim are deraisa, and that's why Rava still said it Biderech Sufik. But the Gemara continues with Rava's Shaila, and Rava said that if I'm going to tell you that Simonim are deraisa, and as Rashi says Ravusa Nakat, that Rava is actually telling us a chiddush that Filo Armina deraisa, Afilo Hachi Edim Adifi, that even if we're going to say that Simonim are deraisa, but certainly if someone brings Edim, that this chafetz belongs to them, that would even be better. As Rava will now continue and explain that if Reuven claims that this item belongs to him and he brings Simonim, Ve'edim, and then Shimon comes and says that this item belongs to him and he brings Edim, then he nasin lebal Edim, then we would give the item to Shimon as Edim win over Simonim. And our Gemara now continues and goes through various scenarios, Simonim v'Simonim yiniach, that if Reuven and Shimon both claim that this item belongs to them and both of them only have Simonim, then the din would be yiniach. And as Rashi says, Atshiyavi Elio, and number two, Simonim v'Edim, if Reuven and Shimon both claim that they lost this item and Reuven brings Simonim and Shimon brings Edim as his raya, yinasa lebala Edim, then as we mentioned, the Edim would win out, and therefore we are paskin that the finder should give this item and this chafetz to Shimon. And Rava continues with the third scenario, Simonim v'Simonim v'Edechad, if Reuven and Shimon both claim that they own this item and they lost the item, Reuven brings Simonim and Shimon brings Simonim and he also brings an Edechad, Edechad commander lesi damei v'yaneach, that we don't give any credence to an Edechad and it doesn't give any added weight to Shimon's taina, and therefore the din is also yaneach at she'av yalyo. And the Gemara continues with the fourth scenario, Edariga v'Ed nefila, if Reuven comes to Bezin and claims that he owns this chafetz and he brings Edim that he wove this item and therefore it makes sense that he owns the item and he lost it, and then Shimon comes to Bezin and he claims that he owns the item and he brings the Edim that he actually lost the item and they saw that it fell from Shimon, and Rava tells us the din is tinas and Edim nefila, we would give the chafetz to Shimon who brought the Edim that he lost the item and it fell from him. Daminon, as we say, Zvune Zavnum in the Shachrin novel, that although it's true that Reuven brought a raya that he actually manufactured this talis and this beged, but ultimately it's very possible that after he manufactured it, he sold it to Shimon, and therefore since Shimon has Edim that it fell from him, therefore we say that it must be that Shimon is the rightful owner. And Ritva points out, and Rava continues with the fifth halacha, Midas Orcha Yomidas Rachbay, if Reuven comes to Bezin and he knows the actual measurement of the length of a talis, and Shimon then comes and he claims that he owns this chafetz and he gives a simon based on the width of the talis, Tinasal and Midas Arkay, then we would paskin that Reuven is the proper owner since he knew the measurement of the length of the talis. Gemara explains this svara as the Midas Rachbay Shiuri Kamishar Law Kan Mechasi Law Mare Vakay, however, Midas Arkay Loy Mishtari Law, and let's keep in mind that when the Gemara refers to the length of a talis, it actually refers to what we would call the width of the talis that wraps around a person, and that is the longer side of the talis. And when the Gemara refers to the width of the talis, it's referring to that part of the talis that drapes down behind a person's back. And therefore, of course, it's much easier for a person to be able to know the actual measurements of the width of a talis as he sees the height of a person, and basically he could get a pretty accurate measurement of that side of the talis. And therefore, just by the fact that he knew the measurement of the width of the talis, that would not be a great raya that it actually belongs to him. However, if a person knows the actual measurement of the length of a talis, that is, of course, much harder to determine since the person wraps himself with the talis, and therefore, by the fact that he knows that measurement, that is definitely a better raya, and therefore, we would paskin that the talis belongs to the person that knew the measurement of the length of the talis. And the Gemara continued with the sixth din of Rava, and the Gemara will discuss Midas Gamav, and Rashi says Midas Gamav is referring to the total perimeter of an item, and as Rashi says, that the reason why it's called Gamav is because Gamyavonis Asuya Kimin Endechav Shalanu, that the Greek letter Gamma is similar to our Endechav, Lahachi Kari Erich Verechav Yachar Gamav, and therefore the total measurement of the length and width of a garment is called Gamav. And therefore Rava teaches us, Midas Arko Midas Rachbay, if Reuven comes to Bezin and claims a beged is his, and he knew the actual width and the length of the talis, Umidas Gamav, and then Shimon comes to Bezin, and he claims that the beged belongs to him, and Shimon brings as his simon that he knows the total measurement of the length and width of the entire talis, but Shimon doesn't know the actual measurement of the length by itself and the width by itself, and therefore Yinasa Lemidas Arka V'Rachbay, certainly we will give this talis to the person that knows the actual measurement of the length, and he also knows the actual measurement of the width, as certainly that is a better simon. And the Gemara continues with the seventh in, Midas Arka Yumidas Rachbay Yumidas Mishkalaysav, if Reuven comes to Bezin and he brings the measurements of the length of a talis and its width, and then Shimon comes to Bezin and he brings as his simon the weight of the talis, Yinasa Lemidas Mishkalaysav, certainly by knowing the weight of the actual talis, that is a better simon. And the Gemara continues, if someone found a get and there's a shaila, does it belong to the husband and he never gave the get, and at this point maybe the husband doesn't even want to deliver the get to his wife as he decided not to divorce her, and there's a possibility that it belongs to the wife and she's already mugreshes and she's no longer an eishes ish, and who am a simonim a get, and Reuven comes to Bezdin and he actually knows the simonim of the get, and he tells us that I lost the get, I never gave it to my wife, and I decided not to give her this get, and therefore I want to get back as I don't want my wife to to be divorced. However, Rachel also comes to Bezdin, and she knows the simanim of the get, and she says that the reason why I know it is because Reuven gave it to me, and she claims she's no longer an Eishes Ish. The din is the Nasi La, we will give the get to her, and certainly by the fact that Reuven knows the simanim of the get, that's not a raya at all, because even if he gave the get to Rachel, he definitely knew the simanim of the get previously. However, by the fact that Rachel has the simanim of the get, it must be that she already received the get from Reuven. The Gemara continues, B'mai, what are we referring to, and what type of simanim did Rachel state? Elaim Amidis Arkev Rachbay, if she said, I know the length and the width of this document, Dilma Bahadid Nakle Chazise, maybe she actually saw that Reuven had the get, and he showed it to her, but he never gave it to her, and since at that point the get was unfolded, she was able to determine the actual measurement of the length and width of the paper, and therefore, how could that be a valid simon, and how could we be matter in Eishes Ish based on that simon? Ella Nekav Yeshbay B'tzad Eis Pleini, it must be that Rachel actually gave a better simon, and she said that there was a hole on this side of a certain Eis and a certain letter in the document, and by the fact that she knew that, it must be that she actually received the get, and therefore she was able to study it very well. And the Gemara continued with an eighth halacha, who am a simon achot, v'hiya imer a simon achot, yinasin law, that if Reuven comes to Bezin and he says that I know the exact type of string that this get was tied with, Rachel also comes to Bezin with the same simon, then once again we would give the get to her, as there's no way that she would know that simon unless Reuven actually gave the get to her. And the Gemara explains, B'mai, what are we referring to? Elaim b'chivir v'simka, if you're going to tell me that the simon was, that it wasn't a white or red string, v'dilma b'hadi d'nakalei chazise, once again, we could say that even though Rachel was not necessarily given the get, there's a possibility that Reuven showed her the get, and that's the way that she knew that the string that the get was tied with was either a white or red string, and therefore it's not a raya that the get was actually given to her, and how can we say yidasin law? And the Gemara answers, elo b'midis arkoi, it must be that the simon that they were given was actually the length of the string, and actually the length of the thing that was tying the get, and that is something that she wouldn't know unless she actually received the get, as the simon of Midas Arkoi is a much more detailed simon. Gemara continues with the ninth din, hu ayim b'chafisa, if Reuven comes and says the get was in a leather bag, v'hiyoy meres b'chafisa, and she also comes to Bezin and gives the same simon and says that the get was in a leather bag, yinasin loy, in that case we would give the get back to Reuven, and my time was the reason, mei diyada, d'chol ma d'islay b'chafisa hu d'manachle, because we can't consider her simon to be a valid simon, as Rachel knows that anything that her husband has of value, he always places in a leather bag. Therefore, by the fact that she said that the get was in a leather bag doesn't prove anything, and therefore we can't be matter and Eishes Ish based on Rachel giving such a simon. And we continue with the new Mishnah. Rameya says that someone that finds the Aveda only has to announce the Aveda until all of the neighbors know. And the Gemara will explain which neighbors Rameya is referring to. However, Rabbi Huda Imer, Rabbi Huda states, Shalosh Regalim, you have to actually announce the Aveda for 3 Regalim, and then after the 3rd regal, you still have to wait another 7 days, in order that a person that potentially lost this item would be able to go back to his home, which would take 3 days of traveling, and then right when he gets home, he will check if he lost this item, and if he lost this item, he'll immediately turn back and return, which would be another 3-day trip, and as Rashi says, this person that thinks that he lost his Aveda, he will go out and call at the area where they used to call out Avedas, that I lost this item, ve'ilu simana, and these are the simanim. And Rashi points out of Gemara Parach, the Begilman Yom Ein Shoyis Lachsel L'Seif Eretz Yisrael, that certainly it takes much longer than 3 days to get to the end of Eretz Yisrael. And how could Rabbi Yehuda state Kedei Shiel Chlebesa Shleisha, that it takes a person in 3 days to get to his home, as potentially it could have taken a lot longer? And the Shita B'Kubetz is bringing down for Rabbeinu Yonason that why does Rabbi Yehuda require Shalosh Regalim? T'lei Sagi B'Chad, the Shem Achayloi Onis V'lei Olu Regal Mishavei D'Shaloi Al B'Shalosh Regalim. However, once someone announces something for 3 regalim, it's impossible that if someone was alive, that within a period of 3 regalim, that he wouldn't have come to be oil regal at least once. We explained the lashon of the Mishnah of v'yachriz yemechad based on Rashi. However, the Shita brings for Rabbeinu Yonason v'yachriz yemechad ratzalema v'yichapes yemechad kol besai, and he will search out his home for 1 day. Mashinev mena, if he lost his item, mishum hachi tzrichalema shiva yamim shleisha lelichasa shleisha lechivasai v'yom echad bein tayim, and 1 day in between lechapes besai to check out his home. V'chol loshen achrosa nami chipasu klima shumechapes mishin nevdim menu aveda ayin sham. And the Gemara begins. The Rameya says ba moshe chayv lachris ad kadei sheyedu beishchenov. And the Gemara says tana shcheni aveda, that we learned that we're talking about the neighbors of the aveda. And the Gemara asks my shcheni aveda. What does the brisa mean when it says the neighbors of the aveda? Ilei meshchenim de bal aveda. If you're going to say it's a neighbor neighbors of the one that lost Aveda, if you know who the Baal Aveda is, just go and give it back to him. Rami is telling us that you announce it until the people and the neighbors of the area where you found Aveda would have heard about it. And the Pashas is that the person that lost Aveda lives within that area where you found Aveda, and therefore at that point either his neighbor will find out and tell him, or he himself will be able to find out that someone found an Aveda and will be able to go and claim it. Rashi says, as it's a possibility that belongs to one of the people that live in that neighborhood. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ime shalosh regalim, ve'achar regal ha'achred shiva yamim, kedei shiye l'chol beisa shleisha v'yachsa shleisha v'yachsa yamechad. And l'chari, Rabbi Yehuda said that it would take the people in Eretzol 3 days to get back from Yishlayim to their homes. And the Gemara therefore asks for a minu that will ask you a stira from a Mishnah Masechtas Tainis, that the Mishnah states, b'shleish ma'cheshvin shaylin sakshamim, on the third of ma'cheshvin Tanakama holds that we start saying the same Talmud of Racha, and Rav Gamliel ime b'zayim boy, Rav Gamliel argues and says you have to wait till Zayim ma'cheshvin in order to start saying the same Talmud, and Rav Gamliel explains, shu tes vav yoyim achar achag, and that is 15 days after Sukkot, and Rabbanim were concerned that the people that were traveling should not have rain, and therefore they said we should not start saying the same Talmud until we make sure k'dei she'yagia achrin she'be'er tisol l'naha paras, that those people that live furthest from Yishlayim and they lived at the borders of Eretz Yisrael, they would be able to reach to the area of the Hapras, and that would take 15 days. And how could Rabbi Yehuda state in the Mishnah that you have to wait after Regal Shiva Yamim, Kadesh Yel Chlebesis Shlesha, and it takes 3 days to get to his home, as certainly it takes much longer than that? And the Gemara responds, Om Rabbi Yisiv, Rabbi Yisiv answers, Loi Kasha, that's not Shver, Kam B'Migdash Rishon, Kam B'Migdash Sheni, that there was a difference in travel time during Migdash Rishon and Migdash Sheni. And the Gemara explains, B'Migdash Rishon, Nefishi Yisrael Tuva, that since in the Migdash Rishon there were many of Klai Yisrael that lived in Eretz Yisrael, the Chsibu, as the Pasuk says in Malachim, Yehuda v'Yisrael, Rabim Kachor Lashal Yom L'Roiv, Oichlim V'Sheisim U'Smeichim, and therefore, Be'in and Kula Hai, they would travel much greater distances, and therefore, you had to give them 15 days to get back home. However, B'Migdash Sheni, the Lein Fishi Yisrael Tuva, in Migdash Sheni, where most of Klai Yisrael did not come back for Migdash Sheni, therefore, there weren't that many people of Klai Yisrael, and they weren't dispersed throughout the country, and therefore, we would only require 3 days to get back home. The Chsibu, as the Pasuk states in Ezra, Kol HaKol Ke'echad Abor Riboy Alpayim Shlesh Meis Shishim, that the entire congregation of Klai Yisrael was a total of 42,360 people, and therefore Loi Be'in and Kulahai, they didn't live as far into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they didn't need such a long time to get back home. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Abaya, Abaya asked his Rebbe Rabbi Yisiv, Vaksiv, but the Pasuk in Nechemia states, Vayeshva Akoinim Valavim, Vashayim Vamishayim, Menom Venesinim, Vachol Yisrael Bareim, Vayiga Achoyde Shashvi, Ubnei Yisrael Bareim. The Pasuk still tells us that even though it was Baya Sheni, Klai Yisrael lived in the entire Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, how can you explain that that is the difference between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni? In both the period of Bayis Rishon and the period of Bayis Sheni, Klai Yisrael lived in the entire Eretz Yisrael. Based on this question, the Gemara gives another teretz as to the difference between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechtas Tainis, as Vekivin Dehachi Hu, as since Lamaisa, this is the fact that Klai Yisrael lived in the entire Eretz Yisrael, and in Bayis Rishon there were many people that were in Eretz Yisrael, and in Bayis Sheni there were less people that were in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Ipcha Mestavra, it's actually the opposite Svara, and now we could explain the difference between the Shita Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah Masechtas Tainis, as Mikdash Rishon and Nefishi Yisrael Tuva, the Mitzavta Alba V'Shtachi Sherasa, the Azul Bein B'Imam V'Bein B'Leile, Loi Be'in and Kul Hai V'Saga B'Tlasi Yayma. Rabbi Yehuda was actually talking about the period of Mikdash Rishon, and since there were so many people in Klai Yisrael, therefore they were able to travel that much faster, as they were able to go with the caravans, and the caravans were able to travel both during the day and at night, because they had a lot of people together, and therefore they weren't scared to travel at night, and they had a full 24 hours that they were able to travel, and therefore they could get from Yerushalayim to the end of Eretz Yisrael within 3 days. As Rashi says, the mitzvahs almut sapta yeshloi, they had company toivim hashnayim, as we know toivim hashnayim in the echad, and it's easier to travel when you have a lot of people together. However, b'migdash sheni deloy nefishi Yisrael tuva, in bayis sheni where there weren't so many people in Klai Yisrael, as we stated there were only 42,360 Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, v'loy mitzvahs alma v'loy mishtachi shirasa da azli bein b'imam v'bein b'legli bein kulhai, and since they couldn't get together and join as groups and join into a caravan that would be able to travel during the entire day and even during the entire night, therefore we need a much longer time, and that's why the Mishnah Masechtas Tainis tells us that during the time of Bayis Sheni it would take the furthest person Eretz Yisrael 15 days to get back home. Ayin in the Balan Taisis diba maschal loy bein kulhai b'sogi b'tlasi yomi, and therefore in Bayis Rishon it would only take people 3 days to get home. And Taisis asked him Taima, the Zion Yomu Mechzitzarach, the Hainu Chetzi Shel Tesvev Yom, as since in Bayis Rishon, they travel both during the day at night, and in Bayis Sheni, they only travel during the daytime, so L'Chira, it was double the speed, and L'Chira, it should have taken them 7.5 days in Bayis Rishon, even though in Bayis Sheni, it took them 15 days, and how could Rabbi Huda say that would take 3 days? V'yishleima, the Chilo Shchichi Shei Rasa, v'in Hoylo P'layla, gam Kol Yom, in a Hoylach, l'pishle Yimatzim, Malim Ba'arev, l'maisen Bayis Sheni, since there weren't caravans, therefore not only would they not travel during the evening and at night, but they wouldn't even travel the entire day, as they had to make sure to get to a hotel well before nightfall. Therefore, during Bayis Sheni, instead of taking 3 days, it would take 15 days, and still a bit tzarich bia, that would actually take 5 times as long as during Bayis Rishon and Vitzarich bia. In addition, it's a bit shver that even though during Bayis Rishon there were definitely caravans that were going from Yishlaim to the furthest points of Eretz Yisrael, and maybe on the way there it would take him 3 days, but L'Chaira on the way back he was by himself and he was going to try to get his Aveda, and how would it be possible for him to get back in 3 days if it's Tzarich Bia? And the Gemara continues, Rava Amar Rava states that Leishna B'Migdash Rishon and Leishna B'Migdash Sheni, that really there's no difference between Migdash Rishon and Migdash Sheni, and in both cases it would take 15 days to get to the end of Eretz Yisrael, but Leitrich Rabbanan B'Aveda Yais Midai B'Negein Aveda, we will not matriach a person to wait around for a full 31 days, and instead we only matriach him to wait around for a full 7 days. And the Gemara continues, Amar Ravina, Ravina states, Shema Mina, from the fact that the Rabbanan only required someone to be able to have 7 days, which were 3 days to go and 3 days to come, then they would have a day where the person would be able to go and find his Aveda. So in Maisa, we didn't give him any time to stay home, and immediately when he gets home, he's able to quickly check if he lost that item, and then immediately turn around and go back to Yishlayim. Therefore, Ravina says that I could bring a raya, ki machriz, glima machriz, it must be that when someone announces that they found an Aveda, they don't just say that I found something, and they say that I found a beged, and this way the person knows when he goes home, he has to just look through his begadim and make sure that he didn't lose a beged, and then immediately he can return to Yishlayim. As Ravina continues, isakadaita chavidasa machriz, that if you will say that when someone finds something, they make a more general announcement and they say that I found an Aveda, and they don't say what type of item they actually found, then L'Chaira Rabbanan should have given an extra day in order for a person that went back home after he was Eil Regel to now go and search his home and figure out what chepetz he potentially lost and then be able to return to Yishlayim. El Shema Mino, Glima Machris Shema Mino, and therefore it's a good raya. And when a person that found something makes an announcement that he found an item, he doesn't make a general announcement, I found an Aveda, and instead he makes a more specific announcement and he says what type of chepetz he lost, and in our case he would say that I found a glima and I found a beged. And keep in mind that previously we brought two different pshatim as to the pshat in our Mishnah when Rabbi Yehuda said v'yachriz yemechad, and l'chayra according to Rabbeinu Yonason that it means you would actually stay at your home and be able to check your possessions during that one extra day. L'chayra, what is the Agamara's question? And l'chayra, there should not be a raya that shema mino glima machriz shema mino v'tzarech bia. The Gemara continues, Rav Amman, Rav states, we could really say that the person that finds something, he would actually just announce more of a generic term, and he would say that I found an Aveda, and even so, we don't give a person an extra day, go home and be able to have a day to check his possessions, as l'maisa, that will be a tircha on the person that found the Aveda, as they'll have to stay in Yerushalayim an extra day, and as we stated beforehand, Rava holds that we're not matriach a person that much, and we don't require him to stay an extra day, and as Rashi says, l'yitrichu zeh sheheh shoya, and the Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned it by so regal rishon, oimer regal rishon. When the person that found the Aveda announces that he found the Aveda, he comes to Yishlayim during the first regal, he announces that I found this item, and this is the first regal that I'm announcing it. Regal sheni, oimer regal sheni. And then when he announces it during the second regal, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he will also announce that it's now the second regal, regal shlishi, oimer stam. But once he goes during the third regal, he will just say that I'm announcing that I found this item, and he won't actually mention and he won't specify which regal it is. And as Rashi states, Shlishi Oimer Stam Aveda Matzasi Ve'ina Oimer Ezu Regel Hulu Mitziyasa Kedei Shlo Yisbech HaOved Al Regel Abba V'Yavin Shezeru Regel Acharin. And this way, anyone that lost the Aveda will not be Soimich that maybe has another Regel to come, and he'll realize that this is the last Regel and he won't have another opportunity. The Gemara is V'amai Leimer Regel Shlishi, why don't we say that this is the third Regel, and this way people will know that this is my last opportunity. And the Gemara answers, L'Yosel HaChlufa B'Sheni. And Rashi on Daf Chav Chesam Beis seems to tell us that a person person may hear wrong and may have heard that Reuven said that this is my second regal that I'm announcing, and really he said it was my third regal, and therefore we would rather that he just says that I found an Aveda, and people will realize that this is the third regal. And others explain that people that hear this will actually think that the finder made a mistake, and a person that lost something may think that he still has more time in order to bring his rayas and in order to bring his simanim, and he will lose out. And we continue on Daf Chav Kesem Beis Sheni Nami Asla Achluf Bereishin. So Lachir, why do we say that by Regal Sheni he says it's Regal Sheni if potentially someone can make a mistake and think that he said that's Regal Rishayin? And the Gemara answers that that won't cause any problems as Hakaasi Regal Shlishi, as Lemaisa, this person that is announcing that he found an item will come back in any case on his third Regal, and he'll have to announce that he found this item, and therefore the person that lost this item will not lose out. And the Gemara continues, Tanar Abadam, we learned at the Braisa, where Rishayin originally called Mishamatz Aveda, anyone that found Aveda, that he would go and announce it for three regalim, and for another 7 days after the last regal, which is exactly the din of Rabbi Huda. However, once the Churban Bayis happened, and the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt speedily on our days, they were that instead of announcing in Yerushalayim when they were oil regal, they would be machris in Batei Ketzias or Batei Midrashes, and of course those were the public places of those days. However, when there were people that came and when they heard that someone found something, they would go and say that you don't have any right to announce it, and instead we have to give it to the king, and they would confiscate these items, that they would misakin, that all a person has to do when he finds an item is go and tell his neighbors, go and tell the people that he knew, and this way the call would go out, and that would be enough, and you don't have to make a public announcement. And the Gemara asks, my Mishurabu Hanasim, what did the Braisa mean, Mishurabu Hanasim? And the Gemara explains, as we already explained, the Amri Avedos Lamalka, that they would say that anything that is lost has to go to the king and becomes the king's property, and they would confiscate any items that were called out and that were really lost and did not really belong to them, but they would want to give it to the king. The Gemara continues, Rab Ami Ashkach Udya de Dinari, Rab Ami found a bag full of gold coins, and Chazahu Banosh or some agurus, Chazahu Ramoy de Karmirtas, and there was a certain person, or some say there was a Roman person, that saw that Rab Ami was very scared that he would take the money from him, Amalei Zil Shkol Nafsheikh, but he said to Rab Ami that you could go and take the bag of coins for yourself, La Pasoya Nun, the Amri Avidos Lamalka, as I'm not a Persian, and I don't have the rule that anything that is found goes to the king, and therefore I won't come and confiscate it, and you could keep it. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Evan Toyin Haisub Yishlayim, that there was an Evan called the Evan HaToyin in Yishlayim, and that stone was called the Evan HaToyin, as that was the place where people would come and bring their tainus as to the Avedas, and a person would come and announce the Aveda while standing on this very high stone, and anyone that lost something would know that they would come to the Evan HaToyin in order to find their items, and it was like the lost and found. And as the Braisa continues, Kol Misha Avdol Aveda Niftan L'Sham, anyone that lost an item would go to that area, V'chol Misha Maitse Aveda Niftan L'Sham, and anyone that found an Aveda would go there, Zel Imin Rumachris, V'zel Imin V'naisin Simonim V'naitla, and this one would get up and say, I found a specific item, and then a person who lost the item would get up and say, these are my Simonim, and he'd be able to take it and be able to retrieve his item, V'zu Shishinino Tzu'u'um Nimches Evan HaToyin. This is what the Mishnah Masechtas Tainus means when it's discussing the story of Choni Amagel. During a time of great drought, Choni Amagel caused the terrain through his tefillah, and then he said to the Yidden that go out and see this high stone in Yerushalayim, which was called the Evan HaToyin, was already covered up, and therefore I see that there was too much water, and then I'll be mispalled to take away the bracha to have Hashem stop the rain. And as Rashi states, Su'uru'u im nimches Evan HaToyin, im nichses b'gesham shegavu ha'gesham l'maylim menu, yesh gesham yesu midai, and v'espal aleim sheyelchu, and ayin in tap teises diba maschel Evan HaToyin, mefarash b'yishal mekeshem she'evan in yecheilin machais, just like an Evan can't be withered away and can't be erased, kach in yecheilin l'espal reiv teiva, therefore Choni Amagel was telling them that I really keep him mispalel on taking away something which is good. And according to Taisus, the word nimches doesn't mean that something is covered, but instead it means to be macha and to be erased. And the Shita Mekubetzes brings down from the Rosh, v'zu shishininu tzuru'u im nimches Evan HaToyin, perish Rashi im nichses she'in nireis kemoyu macha Hashem dima, shu loshi kinuach she'mekan kledava ad she'in nire yoysa. And the Shita Mekubetzes brings this Yerushalmi that Taisus brought, and he states, Yerushalmi mefarish nimches mamish kedachsiv avonim shachachu mayim kleimim nimches ksas mepte mayim lefi she'yedeicha isam diyedeya hayu she'in yoychal umachis v'loy hayu mekain el kedelet chaysam she'im mispalim al reiv taiva, and we will stop over here.